Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Because we reckon. What do we reckon? Romans 8:18, what do we reckon? We reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not even worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed. You think that a man or woman that got shut up in prison or that was shot and killed because they were preaching the gospel, that in spite of this oppressive government's efforts, people heard it, little kids heard it, others heard it, and even though they went and put their body in a shallow grave, 50 years from now, there's 1,000 strong churches in that city. Are you listening? And they're some of the ones that sowed the first seed. Do you think in heaven, 10 millennia from now, they're going to be going around still crying about, they shot me like a dog in the street. They just shot me down. Are you kidding? No. The disciples, when they were beaten for preaching Christ, they came back rejoicing. Come on, do you know this or not? Go to the book of Acts. Go to the book of Acts. They came back doing what? After you've been beat? Acts 5, I believe it is. You just got through reading this recently, didn't you? Because everybody at Faith Life Church reads their chapter every Monday through Friday. We're reading through Acts right now. Acts 5 and 40. When they called the apostles and what? Had beaten them. What does it mean, beat? Huh? That means hit. Hurt. And they beat them and commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus. And then they let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, crying, sobbing, huh? Depressed. No. Sobbing and crying, saying, this is too high a price to pay. It's just too hard. Now, you know, people giving me little snide looks and stuff in the church, I can take that, but I mean, they just beat the pudding out of us. This is not fun anymore. I think they broke some ribs, man. I can hardly walk. Huh? It's too high a price. We've talked about this before. But is it too high a price? When people are talking like that, is the problem too high a price or too little love? Because when you love Him enough, there is no price too high. When you love the people and you love what's going to get to them, there is no price too high. So when people are talking about it costs too much, the price is too high, it's just too much to ask. It's not that the price is too high. Other people are willing to pay it and more. It's that their love is too small. Their love for Him is too little. No, He said, love the Lord your God with what? With what? Huh? Up to 85%. What? With all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. Strength would include all of your strengths. Your financial strength, your social strength, any ability, any influence that you have. If you're loving Him with all you got, there is no price too high. Is there? Because if you're willing to pay all, that's all you can pay. How much will you pay? All. Well, then we're asking you to pay all. And you say, that's too much. Now, you just got through saying. You're willing to pay all. And the issue is, are we getting something for what we're paying. And if it's a godly sacrifice, somebody else is benefiting. People imagine in their minds that they're going to deprive themselves and they're going to seclude themselves and they're going to do all these things and sacrifice all these things for their personal spiritual development and growth. And you'll find that these people that do this, the more they do it, the weirder they get. The weirder they become. No. If it's a real godly sacrifice, here's the acid test. Somebody else is benefiting.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? That's why 1 Corinthians 13 talks about that it's possible to give everything you've got and give your body to be burned and it not profit you one thing. How could that be? Because you're doing it for some kind of goofy personal spiritual advancement idea. And you're showing everybody how holy you are and how spiritual you are. And that is not going to benefit you one thing.
No.
But when love is the motivation, when you're doing what you're doing because somebody needs to get that gospel, somebody needs to get that word.
Right.
Right? It is going to take money to do it. It's going to take somebody putting in the hours. It's going to take, then you're not dragging your feet around going, it's just so hard. It's just so, no, you're happy and glad to do it and to pay it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That's why Paul said, we keep quoting it and referring to it. He said, I'll most gladly spend and be spent. Put it up on the screen for 2 Corinthians 12:15. 2 Corinthians 12 and 15. 2 Corinthians 12, 15. He says what? I will what? I will what? Now is there a difference between very gladly and sad? I will very gladly spend and be spent. That's all, right? If when you're spent, what does that mean? That means you got no more to pay. You've spent until you are spent. Though, the more I'm doing for you, the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. Even though they found them some new super apostles and didn't have time for him anymore. That's right. Some guys that were, you know, and you know how they knew they were super apostles?
They told them.
They told them they were. Yeah. You know who's the one who really loves you? The one that'll sacrifice for you. Hmm?
Yes.
Now, that doesn't mean they'll do everything you ask them to do.
Right.
This is not just responding to every one of your desires or questions, but it's what the Lord would direct that you know they really need. Go with me to Philippians. Philippians, the second chapter. There's a brother here named Epaphroditus. You ever heard of him? And here in Arkansas and southern Missouri, we just shortened it to Epi. Because if we knew if he grew up around here, that's what he'd have done. And there were many brothers and sisters and people doing all kind of things in those days that the Bible did not record for us, but this one was handpicked by the Holy Spirit. It has to be very significant. What are we supposed to get out of this that's given to us concerning this man? The Bible said in verse 25, Philippians 2, he said, I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier. Now, you know, they had a soldier mentality. And Paul even says by the Spirit of God, endure hardness as a good soldier. Soldiers have to be willing to sacrifice. They sacrifice safety, blaring out into an area where there is fire and known weaponry or bombs or explosives hidden or whatever. It's risky business, isn't it? You know, that our men and women are doing right now for us. In hot zones of the earth, you know, they're jumping up at 5 o'clock or whatever it is, and they're putting their gear on. You think their flesh wants to go get in that vehicle and drive down the road that they know there are people out there with weapons that want to kill them? Drive down a road, go to a place, a route that they know that they're planning improvised explosives, hoping that they'll run over them? No, their flesh doesn't want to do it. But because of their training and because of their commitment, right? And their personal commitment to do their job for the person on their left and right, they'll do it. Drive right through there. Do you appreciate that? Drive right through there. Go into a place where they know they've been stockpiling weapons for months. Know there's bad guys just wanting, itching to kill some Americans. And go in there in the middle of the night, pitch black, and kick down a door. Somebody's got to go in first. Right? What's sitting on the other end? For all you know, a 50 caliber is sitting right there. Risky. We're thankful and appreciate those that are willing. Many in this building have demonstrated that kind of commitment. But how many think we should be less committed to the kingdom of God? No. As much as we appreciate our country, there's coming a time when there'll be no more U.S. of A. There'll only be the kingdom of God. It lasts forever. Right? This natural life is passing by so quickly. Should we have a soldier mentality too? Willing to endure hardness like a good soldier. Willing to sacrifice, if need be, everything to complete our mission. Amen. Now the reason I'm talking about this is because we talked about the all suffering saints. We got a new group now called the no suffering saints. And all they want to hear about is their benefits and privileges in Christ. And all they want to hear about are those things only. And if you start talking about, we need to be of service, we need to do something, they don't like that. They'll go to another place, they'll try to listen to another person that won't bring that up. All we want to hear is what it's going to do for me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.